This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And in that conversation, we will attempt to answer the question, how can we increase our faith every day? How can we live out our lives in a manner that is both pleasing to God and yet remain secure in His promises? On this show, we like to interview people of faith who are willing to share their faith story. We will also talk about some of the great promises of God found in His Word. You can check out some of our previous interviews. We've had some great ones. Just go to WCHV.com and click on the podcast section. Scroll down to Everyday Faith. A couple of weeks ago, we had Anthony Gill from the UVA basketball team. We had Steve Garland, who is the UVA men's wrestling coach. We had just a couple of weeks ago, we had Dave Hart, who is the head football coach at Covenant High School. Just powerful stories. I encourage you to check that out at WCHV.com. And we also have an email address, everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. Please keep sending your emails to us. We so appreciate your encouragement. If you have questions, and we'll also take any prayer requests that you might have. Well, what does the Bible have to say about faith? We love to go to the Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." When we read that another way, it says, "Faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see." Also from the Book of Hebrews answers the question, why is faith important? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." And from the book of Romans answers the question, how do you get faith? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Today on the show, we have Chauncey Hutter with us. Chauncey is a local businessman in Charlottesville. He is also North America's leading tax industry marketing expert and business growth and lifestyle success coach. So we've got a successful entrepreneur with us today. He's also a tremendous man of faith. He's going to share with us his faith journey. And today's show is entitled Faith in the Marketplace. I'm so glad that you're joining us and sharing your Sunday morning with us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back with Chauncey Hutter. Don't go away.
Are you ready?
This summer, star entertainers are coming to Virginia, and you can get free tickets.
Free tickets? There's a catch, right?
Yes. These are tickets you'd give blood for, literally.
I get it.
Virginia Blood Services is giving away free tickets to summer concerts. Just be a participating donor.
Gee, I was going to give blood anyway.
So, go to vablood.org and make an appointment. You could win free tickets to amazing summer concerts while supplies last. Go to vablood.org. Check out the latest concerts and participating donor centers. Make an appointment and the tickets could be yours. What a way to amp up your summer.
Every day, patients depend on your donations. So be the giving type and amp up your summer.
VAblood.org. Give blood. Win tickets for you and a friend. Feel good and
amp up your summer.
VAblood.org. Donate blood and help people in your community. Bring a friend. Win free tickets to summer concerts while supplies last. Make an appointment at VAblood.org.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience, and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Pray and Lord above, I need a minute.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Chauncey Hutter Jr. I have to make sure that I introduce him as Chauncey Hutter Jr. because his father, Chauncey Hutter, is also very famous in the Charlottesville area. But Chauncey, thanks for being on the show.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks.
So, man, I get fired up talking to you because you are one of those men of faith, and the faith that you have just kind of oozes out of you, and I love being around you. Could you, for our listeners, we got a lot to talk about, but could you start us out with your faith journey?
Sure. I actually grew up in a household, like my mom and dad were, they loved God, and we grew up in a great environment, and so I had a faith as a young person. And I had faith in Jesus, and I walked it out at a level like a child would walk it out. But as I got older, got to be a teenager, and started to make decisions that weren't from the Lord, like many teenagers do, they kind of, little deceptions happen and kind of pop in here, and day by day, week by week, all of a sudden 10 years goes by, and you're a different person. And so part of my story is just being believing in God, but it's really my parents' faith. But then when I kind of went off to college and started to get into some other things, and again, little bit by little bit, years go by, and you don't realize how far you kind of stepped away from what you believed as a young person. And it's funny, it was about when I was about age 25, an old girlfriend asked me to go to a weekend wedding where some of our friends were getting married from college, and so I went down there. Little did I know that she had just become a Christian about 6 months earlier. And so on this weekend, she started sharing her faith with me, and I just had to stop her, and I said, look, I know what you're saying. I'm already a Christian. You don't need to say all that. And she looked at me dead in the eyes, and she said, Chauncey, your life is nothing like a Christian. I don't know what you're talking about. And you're about as far away from God as anybody I know. And that was the Holy Spirit literally speaking through another person right into my heart saying, who are you? And so, you want to blow it off and be cool and say whatever. But about, 36 hours later, as I'm coming back to Charlottesville, the hound of heaven literally comes. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I'm driving home in the middle of the night, early in the morning, trying to get back for work Monday morning. And literally, I just feel the presence of something has come into my car, and I don't really know how to explain it except for, it was God. It was, and He was basically showing me, look, I didn't hear any of these words audibly, but just in my mind, my thoughts, I'm hearing, what have you done these last 10 years, and let me go show you how you've made choices, little bitty choices over that have expanded over a decade, and let me show you where you are right now. He literally showed me my sin for 10 years, and I just wept in the car driving home. And I just was wet, and just my shirt was wet, my face was wet. I was just crying, just seeing how far I had really left what I knew to be true early on. And it's interesting. I got to the point. I didn't know where this was in the Bible, but I knew it was from the Bible. Now I know it was Revelation 3, 14, 15. But I just heard this thoughts in my mind. We're driving up 29 North, coming to Charlottesville. I hear, Chauncey, you got one foot on one side and you got one foot on the other side. You are riding a fence. You need to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this, it was a kind, loving father, just being very. This was a very kind thing for him to do. I'm showing you your sin. I'm showing you who you are. You know what's right and what's wrong, but you're going to have to choose. You cannot do one foot on one side and one foot on the other. And it wasn't like this was make the decision in a week and get back to me. This was a now moment as I'm driving up the road at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to make it back to work by 7. And so I just cried out to God. I said, Jesus, I want to be on your side, and I jumped to your side. Forgive me for all this you just described, all this you showed me. Please forgive me. And immediately I felt the washing of just literally my sins were forgiven, and I was washed so clean right there. and it was beautiful. I just felt it, and then I started crying because I felt so good. I felt the power of God. I felt that the Lord Jesus was touching me in a way that I just never had felt before.
Yes,
it was powerful, and so I had to come back and I had to tell somebody. Got back into town. And I called a pastor of a large church here in town that I grew up with, and friends with my folks, and kind of told him what had just happened, and he basically encouraged me and got me on a Bible study with reading the book of Daniel, mm-hmm. and reading it, and some guys that would gather together to pray and read the Bible and fellowship together, and that was what I needed.
Mm.
But I didn't want to tell my parents. I didn't want this to be my parents' faith. This was my faith. This was God working in me.
Let's stay on that topic for a second, the parents' faith, because I just have a feeling one of our listeners can kind of relate to that. You know, I too grew up in a household where my parents were very faithful, church, loved the Lord, great examples. And I like the way you put that. Oftentimes we think because they have faith, kind of by osmosis, we're going to get it, or it's going to kind of rub off on us. And so maybe we don't pursue it on a personal level like we should. And I like the way you put that. Could you go a little bit deeper on that for any of our listeners?
Yeah, my parents watched me come home at night, and my friends had to bring me home because I was so drunk I couldn't get into the house. They had mm-hmm. to carry me in. I mean, God was so gracious, saving me from so many things where I was on the road driving. I was at parties. I was in situations where I should not have been there.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of God, I'm alive.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
And I know my parents were praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they told me later, we were praying for you. But you know, at some point you got to let your son go do it, make his decisions and consequences. And
that's right.
And so thank the Lord, my heavenly Father, I mean, he's the one who kind of brought me back and by encountering me in that car driving home, literally saying, my son, I love you. You need to choose. And I chose, and I wanted my parents to actually see my faith for real. I wanted them to see. I don't want to talk about it. I wanted to live it.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 6 months later after that decision, I'd gone over to my folks' house for something a Sunday afternoon. I don't know what it was. And they said, hey, Chauncey, something's different about you in your life. You know, what's going on? And that really touched my heart because I didn't want to say a word about it. I was able to share with them.
Yes.
6 months ago, I feel like I became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my faith became real right then.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Chauncey Hutter, and we're walking through his faith journey, and it's so powerful. Something else that just kind of came to mind when I listened to your journey, I believe it's the book of Joshua at the very end. Joshua says, choose this day whom you shall serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I feel like maybe when you read that, that might be something special to you. It's sort of like God gave that message directly to you.
Yeah, and that's something I speak to my kids. I'm a dad now. I'm married, 22, 23 years marriage.
Mm.
I got 4 children. That is definitely Joshua 24:15 is a verse that we speak, and my kids know that verse because I can say, look, there's all kinds of stuff going on out there in this world, your school and everywhere else. And other people are making choices, but for our household, for us, we will choose to serve the Lord.
The other thing that's interesting about your faith journey, and we're seeing a little commonality on this show, is when folks come on and they describe their faith journey, there's often somebody who was instrumental in bringing about a change, or instrumental in saying, hey, you need to do this or turn away from that. And it sounds like you had that in your life. You had somebody that really came to you and challenged you. And we're seeing that as kind of a common thread here as people come on and share their faith journey.
I think God uses people. God uses relationships, people in your life to come along and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you need to wake up about this.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk with Chauncey Hutter. We'll be talking about faith in the marketplace. Please stay with us.
Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On May 31st, from 10 until 3, the Albemarle County Police Department will be sponsoring a car show at Old Trail Village in Crozet. Relay for Life in Orange will be May 31st at Orange County High School. On May 31st, the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is holding the Bow Wow Walk K9 2.5K at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. The Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue Auxiliary is sponsoring Game Day on June 8th from 1 until 5 at the Firehouse on Slice Road in Palmyra. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy, oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Chauncey Hutter Jr. with us, and he just shared a very powerful faith journey. Before we get into faith in the marketplace, I want to share our victory verse for today. It comes from the Old Testament. It's Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. This verse has been a game changer and a life changer for me. I'm going to read it. I'm going to encourage you to write it down on an index card and share it with your loved ones, share it with your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, somebody that you love. It's very, very powerful, and here it is. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed in you. I'm going to read the same verse from the Amplified version of the Bible because it goes just a little bit deeper. You will guard and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I tell you, Chauncey, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times in my business when I get a lot of stuff thrown at me, and there's a lot of chaos. There's a touch of panic. There's always stuff going on. And what I have found with that verse, that it helps kind of center me and bring me back to that place. Because when I can find myself in that place with perfect peace, I can then navigate through the challenges that come at me through the day. If I'm not centered on the peace, then I'm susceptible to making some type of emotional decision. But if I can kind of bring it back to that, does that verse do anything for you, Chauncey?
Sure. So peace is Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit is peace. And so when you are in an abiding relationship, your back and forth conversation in your heart, or maybe out loud with your mouth, when you are proclaiming and speaking the Bible, you might pray the Bible, you might say that verse out loud right there as you're driving in the car. The Lord is a peace giver. He will give you peace.
Yes.
And so all you got to do is ask for it.
Yes. And again, the big dividend that I've experienced is once you get to that place of peace, then you can make the decisions that end up being wise decisions and profitable decisions. So Chauncey, We want to talk about how you started the business of prayer, and we want to roll into faith in the marketplace. Can you give us a story on the business of prayer and how that all came about?
Yeah. This is kind of part two of my testimony. I am now, you fast forward from what I just described to you a few minutes ago, that was probably age 25, 26. Now you fast forward to about age 40, 41, 42, I forget. But 20-some years later, I've got children. I've got a growing business. I'm a Christian man. I'm going to Bible studies. I go to church. But at the end of the day, I was doing, and I was doing a lot of principles. And there wasn't a whole lot of presence, meaning God, Holy Spirit presence in my life. And I made a big change. I felt like I was supposed to. I stepped down as the president of a company. And really was going to look to do something different. I didn't know really what that was going to be. So I signed up for this Christian business conference out in Kansas City, and it was put on by the Joseph Company. And I didn't know. I looked at the material, and it was at this place called the International House of Prayer. I'm like, why would you have a Christian business leaders conference at a prayer house of prayer? I didn't get it. I don't understand. So I was like, well, whatever. I just got in the car. Got on a plane and flew out there to be a part of this conference. Long story short, I got there, and my pride and my arrogance, and I'm the big cheese here. Who are these people in the room? And I'm sitting around, and we're sharing, and I'm hearing the humbleness and the meekness and the God and other people, and they're sharing, and it totally convicted my heart in this first day of being at this conference. And that evening, I was listening to the speaker, and there was a young a lady, she wasn't much of a person. She was 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds. But, boy, she had the power of God in her when she was speaking. Mm. And I'm sitting in my chair, and there's probably 50, 60 people in the room, and I feel God touch, like a wind was hitting me. And I'm looking around going, is this happening to anybody else? Because this woman was speaking with an authority that I'd never heard before. Long story short, I from this conference, it came that I was a Christian, but I was not walking with the Lord. I was not walking with him in a close way. And that's where really God just he ambushed me is really what the word is. He ambushed me, and all of a sudden he's like, I fell in love with Jesus at this conference because he loved me so much. And I did not realize how much he loved me. And so in response, my love back to him was to pray to him and talk to him and read my Bible, literally reading his word back to him and praying it, and that changed my life.
And so the International House of Prayer, I'm a fan of Mike Bickle, who runs that organization, and his wife Diane has been to Charlottesville a few times.
Right.
Very powerful folks. I mean, just their enthusiasm for the Lord is just off the charts. And I've read a couple of Mike's books, Passion for Jesus, just a tremendous read. And they have an amazing website. I think, is it just ihop.com?
It's ihopkc.org.
.org, yeah. And they have a streaming video of their prayer room. It's just unbelievable.
It's 24/7, nonstop, been going for an ongoing night and day prayer meeting for 15 years.
Incredible. And so tell me how, coming back from that, you decided with that revelation from God that it's time for you to do something in Charlottesville with your business of prayer.
Well, I couldn't. Once Jesus ambushes you, you can't just go to church on Sunday. I mean, I'm a businessman. I got businesses to run. I got life. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. But Jesus, you don't put him in a box on Sunday. It's every day. It's
right.
All of life.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, I've got to live this out. And because I'm an entrepreneur, I was like, well, we need to start a ministry just to promote God in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We need to tell people that it's okay to love Jesus in the midst of whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter if you are a business person. Doesn't matter if you're an educator. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher. All the different walks of life, arts and entertainment, and education and media, you can, whatever it is, the Lord literally says wherever you walk, if the Lord's with you, wherever your 2 feet go, the presence of God is going. And so that we talked to people about that, but see, we started the business of prayer just as a way just to, hey, come in and we don't want to have you, we don't want you to come to our prayer meeting. We want you to start a prayer meeting at your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to start a meeting, a gathering of other like-minded believers. Just get together and ask God, hey, come. When Jesus says he will come if you ask him, and if you're in your marketplace, in your desk, in your cubicle, guess what? He's going to show up and be a blessing to those, to you and to those around you.
So how else does that play out, and how else? What else does that look like, faith in the marketplace from your perspective? Are you praying for your employees? Are you sharing your faith? Are you really just praying and staying in the Word entirely throughout the day so that when you rub up against somebody that the presence of God will just kind of overflow off of you and onto them? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. And let me give you a couple examples. Like because I'm a marketing consultant in the tax industry, I help tax professionals. You said that at the top of the show. You said, well, I do seminars and I do events. And so tax professionals, you get 100 of them in a room. They come from all over the country. We're doing how to get ready, how to make money in your tax business. And we have a 2-3-day event. And, oh, by the way, we have an evening session. It's a bonus session. And the session is entitled, how to have true success. And so, and they've heard God and, prayer come out of my mouth throughout the day just as a part of the way I talk. So people kind of get this is going to be some kind of religious thing. Well, we have these events, and we'll have an evening session like that. And so, probably 30%, maybe 25 to 40% of the people will show up in the evening bonus session. Other people just, I don't want to get bothered with that. But the ones that are come are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give a testimony, and I'll share my faith. And you mentioned Diane Bickle. We had an event when we did a secular event in Kansas City. We asked Diane Bickle to come speak at that. She got up and just talked about the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that event, we have accountants standing up, and their hearts being touched. They feel God's presence, and they're like, what is this? We don't know what to do. And so we saw salvations. We saw a handful of people say, I want this, whatever this is, I want this. And I want to give my life to Jesus. So we saw in a secular environment, mm-hmm. we see the fruit of God come out, not in a church service on Sunday morning, but in a secular how to make money in your tax business seminar.
Chauncey, your faith is so strong. It's awesome to spend time with you. As our show is winding down here, the question I want to ask you, for any of our listeners who they aren't there yet, they haven't been able to cross the line of faith or get their arms around this whole faith concept, what would you say to somebody who's listening today who just wants to, know a little bit more about how to get that faith? What advice would you have for them?
I would open up a living and active word, which is the Bible. I would open up to something as simple as the book of John, which is the fourth book in the New Testament. And open it up, and with a heart of, with an open heart, not I'm going to try to read this and tear it apart. Literally just with a heart of, it's almost like a prayer. Read the scripture like you're praying something to God, and watch. Just because that word is going to live forever. That Bible is eternal, and it's living and active, and Jesus calls himself the Word. He will speak to your heart. And I just would encourage people to actually pray the book of John and ask God to come and see what happens.
Chauncey Hutter, thank you so much for being on this show. Chauncey Hutter Jr., appreciate your testimony and appreciate everything you do for this community. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an awesome and peace-filled Sunday. We'll see you next week.